I absolutely love musicals. Some people really love musicals, some people really hate musicals. My family's a bit split down the middle. So some of us have to tend to watch the musicals on our own. But I love musicals, and we often get Christmas musicals, Golden Oldies and the like, on TV. And one of my favourites, I'm afraid this is giving away my age, but one of my favourites is the 1968 version of Oliver by Lionel Bart. Do any of you know that? That's a really, really heart-wrenching musical. And it's based on the 1838 novel, Oliver Twist, by Charles Dickens. And the musical, unsurprisingly, has some fantastic songs. Really, really lovely. And there's one particularly moving song. I'm tempted to break out into it. It is sung by the young Oliver himself, a boy who's just been sold by the workhouse into service. And the song is all about his search for his mother, who has died, and for love. And he sings this song when he's been thrown into a horrid, dark cellar and locked in. He really is a very, very young child. And the song begins. If you want to break out as you hear these words, it's absolutely fine. I don't mind. The song begins, "Where is love? Where," etc. "Where is love? Does it fall from skies above?" And as Oliver dreams of a mother's love, he sings, "Who can say where she may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside someone who I can mean something to? Where is love?" Gosh, my love of musicals and soppy musicals and sitting on the sofa crying is really getting to me. I feel like crying now. Where is love? After all sorts of adventures, Fagin and the pickpocket community, Bill Sykes, etc., Oliver does, thankfully, find the love of family. And he's rescued from a life on the streets. And in the ultimate expression of real love, Nancy, the girlfriend of the villainous Bill Sykes, gives up her life to protect Oliver. She is killed by Bill Sykes. She gives up her life to protect him and so enable his escape and his freedom. The search for love, where is real love, is at the heart of our human condition. We need to give it and to receive it. And we find this love, this real love, this ultimate expression of love, in Jesus Christ. God who came to earth, Emmanuel, God with us, whose whole being is love. God revealed to us in Jesus is what love is. It's where love comes from. And how love is lived. That's the source of the love that you and I know and experience in its fullness, both given and received. Love is not a human or humanistic construct. It is of God. It is from God. And the Bible says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God lives in them. All the carols that we sing at Christmas time are about Jesus, Saviour, Prince of Peace, Lord and King. Not in a way the world might interpret such things, but in the radical, countercultural, life-giving, life-transforming ways of God. To know the love of Jesus Christ personally and to follow him in his teachings and his example is what it means to truly find and know real love in all its fullness. Where is love? Does it fall from skies above? Well, maybe it does. If heaven is up there, Jesus ascended into heaven, didn't he? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside someone who I can mean something to? No. We don't have to keep on traveling and forever searching. God and God's love is here, in spite of what the world might be showing us in so many places now, which is not of the love of God. God is here, and his Spirit is with us. And with Jesus Christ, the searching is over. It can be the easiest, but absolutely the most important thing that you and I ever do, to simply to investigate the truth of God coming to earth in Jesus Christ for you and for me, and to receive his love. If Jesus is true, and I believe with all my heart that he is, and there is more evidence for the existence of Jesus Christ than for many of the Gallic wars recorded by Pliny and others, then learning about him is the most important thing that you or I could ever do. We are all on a journey in life. And if you want to know more and have questions like, is there more to life than this? Or who is Jesus? These questions are too important not to be exchanged with someone. You're invited to ask, to explore. As we sing out and fill the church tonight and in many churches throughout the world with joyful Christmas music, why not ask God to help make the words that you sing completely and utterly real and whole for you too? It is a life-changing step, and it is wonderful. It is the best Christmas gift that anyone could ever, ever receive. May you and all those you love know peace, hope, and the love of Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus the Christ, this Christmas and for every day that lies ahead. Amen.